Cutting and Lucius, Rabbi Horowitz, and Rabbi Neuberger. Just to pick up on what Rabbi Neuberger said before about taking a part of the Beis HaMikdash, the part that's tangible, taking it into our homes, you know, there's a beautiful insight that Rav Hirsch has on the Siddur, where he comments on Kiddush on Friday night, and he says, why is it that Chazal set it up that we say Kiddush both in the Tefillah on Friday night, and then we come home and we say Kiddush again by the table? It's the same thing. And we get into the whole discussion the Achronim have about how am I going to be Motzi my wife, and was I already Yotzi Kiddush in Shul, and can I do it again for her? What do we need the whole discussion for? Why did they set it up that way? Why don't we just say one Kiddush at home, if the best way to say Kiddush is Halakos, so why don't we just do it at home and that's it? So Rav Hirsch suggests that perhaps the reason why is because there are always two aspects and two elements to our Avodas Hashem. One is that we always need to be involved collectively with our community, and that's the Kiddush that we make in Shul. And sometimes it's just, we do it as a social obligation, because that's what everybody else is doing, so we do it also. Everybody else is going to Shul, so we also go to Shul. Everyone's going to a Chanukah Masiva, so we also go to a Chanukah Masiva. But he says that the Iker Kiddush is when we come back and we rein it back in. When we bring back the Kiddush and we make sure to be Mekadosh the Bayis, we sit down with our own families, with our own homes, and we make sure that we bring it all back, because you can't just leave it in shul. Kiddush has to be something that we live with every single day. So what the Kotzker has a ha'ara, he says after Kabbalah HaTorah, so you would think they just got the entire Torah, Moshe Rabbeinu teaches them everything, you would think the first mitzvah that they'd be given, the first commandment right after Kabbalah HaTorah would have been, should have been, go home and kasher your kitchen. Everyone has to eat dinner when they get home. Everyone has to eat lunch, whatever they were up to. So shouldn't that be the first thing? Zakti Kotzker, no. What was the first thing they were told? Shuvu lachem la'alech. Why? Because it's very nice to be involved in a Kabbalah HaTorah with the whole spectacle and everyone's there and everyone's accepting and everyone's together. Social obligation. But let's see you bring it all back home. Let's see if you can figure out how to be Shuvu lachem la'alechem, how to treat your spouse with respect, how to treat your children respectfully, how not to lose your temper, how not to get angry, how to be a Ben Torah in the house as well. Let's see if you can figure out how to do that also. It's a medrash I saw a few weeks ago. You know, at the time that Avraham Avinu buries his wife Sarah, so he was pretty old already. He was like almost 140. Right? Am I correct?
137.
What?
137.
137, right? So he's almost 140. When did Avraham Avinu begin to do all the Maisa Chesed in his life? Not sure exactly. If you take the Cheshbon of the Torah Tamima, that Shnei Alefim Torah started from Asanefesh Asherasa B'charan. So let's say he was 40 years old. Let's say. So for 100 years, he has an open tent, and he's giving everything to everybody, and he's Mr. Bal Chesed, and he's doing everything for anyone who asks or doesn't ask. He's so gracious, and he's so kind and magnanimous to the whole world. And the Medrash says that in Parshas Chayisara, there's a conversation that takes place between the Ribbono Shel Olam and Avraham Avinu. What was that conversation? The Ribbono Shel Olam says to him, Shalihoy Sa'amida Azos, I created the world, and I was the Bal Chesed Kaviyachol. And now I see, after you're negotiating for Maris HaMachpelah, now I see that you're the Baal Chesed. And because of that, the Medrash says that the Ribbono Shel Olam gives him a special coat, a special white coat, and that's to show that Avraham Avinu is the Baal Chesed, and he now took, so to speak, the Midah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So for 100 years, he's running a free hotel, and he's giving food and drinks and shelter to everybody in the world. And all of a sudden, it comes time for him to bury his wife. Oh, now we know he's a Baal Chesed. What do you mean? What about the first 100 years? And wouldn't any normal husband negotiate to bury his wife? What's the big chesed involved? That's a normal obligation that a husband has toward a spouse. So I thought maybe the pshat was that the Medrash is telling us that it's very nice to be the Baal Chesed in public and to have an open home and an open tent and to provide for everybody in the world. It's wonderful. But let's see the true test when nobody else is watching. When Avraham Avinu comes time for him to bury his wife and no one else is going to know, how much is he willing to go on the limb for her? That's how we know if he's a true Baal Chesed. And that's when the Ribbono Shel Olam says, now I see that you've taken the midah of chesed that I had, and now I see how much you've inculcated it into your own life. Now I see you're the true Baal Chesed. It's not about the 100 years of chesed that you did in the public. It's about the 1 minute of chesed that you're doing here when no one else is watching and you get no recognition. So perhaps this is the reason, the same way Rav Hirsch says, we have the Hadlakas Neiros Chanukah. So we do it, the minhag is we do it in shul. And then once again, after the Pursuma Nisa of shul is over, after we all do that communal obligation together, we come home. And we have to do it again at home, to inspire our own homes, to bring all the hashpa into our own house, to make sure that we inspire our own families, we inspire ourselves, through our mechazik, and how we talk to each other, how we respect each other in our own homes. And it's not only about how we act in public and how everybody else perceives us. It's about those who are closest to us, how they look at us. The Meiri has a pshat, beautiful vort. He says, Al tadanas chavercha ad shetagilam komo. So the pashat pshat is, you can never down somebody else, because you never know, you don't really know what the circumstances are, you don't know what they're going through, you don't know what led them to act in a certain way. Zak the Meiri, you know what the pshat is? If you want to really shots up a person, if you want to really size them up and figure out what are they about at their core essence, he says, tagiyelam koma. Go to those who are closest to them. Go to those who live in their house. And that's the way you'll find out what kind of person they really are. Because those are the people that really know them best. You want to be a Baal Chesed just in the eyes of others, that doesn't make you the Baal Chesed. And perhaps that's what Hanukkah is a time for us to remind ourselves as well. Like Rabbi Neuberger said, the Sfasemes has the vart that we take the Hanukkah menorah inside now also. Even though there's no Shasa Sakana, but maybe it's because we have so much that we need to work on in the own bias, and it's to remind ourselves, these are 8 days for us to be mechazik within our own homes, and figure out how we can act the same way sometimes that we act socially, to act in our own private confines of our home as well. Shavuot Nefreilich, Hanukkah.